Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. Fanny Crosby was the woman who wrote this song. She was blind. So when she talks about needing to be led and nowhere to go, she has experience. She knew that Jesus is the way to heaven. He is the one who can lead us all the way.
All the way my Savior leads me, what have I to ask beside? Can I doubt His tender mercy, who through life has been my guide? Heavenly peace, divinest comfort, here by faith in Him to dwell. For I know whate'er befall me, Jesus doeth all things well. For I know whate'er befall me, Jesus doeth all things well. All the way my Savior leads me, all the fullness of His love, perfect rest to me is promised in my Father's house above. When I wake to life immortal, wing my flight to realms of day, this my song through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way. This my song through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way.
We are learning four books of the Bible, aren't we? We're in the New Testament, and this week we are talking about Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James. Let's look at the book of James. Did you know that there were four different men called James who were mentioned by name in the New Testament? So which one of them wrote this book? Well, out of these four men, tradition says that it was James, the Lord's brother, who was a pillar in the early church. That means he was one of the main apostles who were helping to lead the church. The book of James is all about our faith. Faith isn't just something we talk about. It's something that's seen by our actions each and every day. If we don't have any actions showing our faith, then guess what? It's dead. Faith can be real and alive if it governs our actions. One of my favorite verses in James is James chapter 1, verse 5, and I pray this almost every day. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him or her ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him or her. God has said that if we lack wisdom, if we don't have wisdom, we can ask Him and He will give it to you. Isn't that a special promise? So let's review the four books that we're doing this week. Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James. Good job. Let's start at the beginning with Matthew. Here we go. Say it with me. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James. How'd you do? I hope that you are learning these books, because as we learn these books of the Bible and the order that they go in, when it's time for you to look up a Bible verse, it's going to be so much easier. Let's go to our Bible study now. Good morning, boys and girls. I'm glad that you are here with me again today. Before we get started, though, let's pause and pray and ask Jesus to be with us. Dear Lord, we ask that you will send your Spirit, just like we're talking about in this week's lesson. The Holy Spirit is that oil that helps us to understand your word. Your word is a lamp to our feet. And so we pray that you will lead us and guide us and shine the way for us today. Amen. Before we get started, we are going to play a guessing game. My boys love guessing games, and I have a feeling that you do too, right? Well, we are going to do a guessing game with some people in the Bible. Here we go. The first one. He was a young man.
when he had to move. He was a young man when he had to move. After he moved, he worked as a slave for a while, but was so faithful that he became in charge of his master's house. Then he got in trouble and he got thrown into prison, although he had done nothing wrong. Do you know who it was? It was Joseph. Good job. Joseph was very faithful. He did his work well, and guess what? He became in charge of his master's house. But then he was accused of some terrible thing that he had not done, and he got thrown into jail. But he was faithful there. He ended up being in charge of the jail, even though he was a prisoner. And finally, because of his faithfulness, God put him in charge of Egypt. He and Pharaoh worked hand in hand to help Egypt survive a terrible famine. All right, here's the next one. This man was in the fields when God called him. After he was in the fields, God called him and he became a faithful servant to a prophet. And as the prophet would go around to the different areas, this man would follow him and help him. He was so faithful that when God took the prophet to heaven to live with him, this man became the next prophet. Do you know who it was? Elisha. Good job. All right, we're going to do one last one. Here we go. This person was taken away from their home at a very young age and made to work in someone's house. This person did the work so well and so faithfully that she became friends with her mistress. One day, the master of the house was very, very sick, and he was going to die. And this little girl told them what to do and how he could be healed, and he was. Do you know who the little girl was? We don't actually know her name, but we call her Little Maid. Little Maid was in Captain Naaman's household, and she worked for Captain Naaman. Good job. Well, we were just talking about some people who were faithful servants. They did their work well. They were very faithful, and God blessed them because of it. Well, let's look at our 10 virgins that we've been studying this week. We have the 5 virgins who were wise and the 5 foolish virgins. What did the oil and the lamps mean in this parable? Do you know? Remember what the oil meant? The oil is like the Holy Spirit. It helps us to be able to understand. It helps the light of God's word to burn brightly for us. The lamps are God's word. Jesus knows that Satan has many ways to tempt us, and he wants us to forget that Jesus is coming soon. But we need to be ready all the time, don't we? Jesus told another story about being ready. It was about a wise servant that did his work very well. His master trusted him so much, he put him in charge of everything he owned, even running his own business. Let's look up Matthew chapter 24, verse 45. Matthew chapter 24, verse 45. Matthew is the first book in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Matthew, once you find Matthew, then we're going to go to verse 24. It's towards the back of the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 24. And now let's look up verse 45. Matthew chapter 24 and then verse 45. The verses are the little numbers. So you're going to look down for verse 45. You might have to turn a page. It would not surprise me. Matthew chapter 24, verse 45. Let's see what that says.
Who is a faithful and wise servant whom his master made ruler over his household to give them food in due season?
Jesus is telling a story about a faithful and a wise servant. And he was so faithful and so wise that the master trusted him and left him in charge. When the master went on a trip and stayed away much longer than the servant expected, do you think the master was worried about anything? No, he was a good, faithful, wise servant. Would he wonder how the servant was getting along with the other servants? Would he worry that he might carelessly spend or steal his money while he was gone? Would he wonder if he was leaving his job and taking off for vacation? No, he knew that he could trust this servant. After all, he had been faithful, he had been wise, so the master didn't think that there was anything he needed to worry about. Well, let's look at verse 45, 46, and 47. Matthew chapter 24, verse 45, 46, and 47. Let's see what that says.
Who is a faithful and wise servant whom his master made ruler over his household to give them food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing. Assuredly, I say to you that he will make him ruler over all his goods.
That servant was wise. And so, do you think that the master would trust him with even more of his things? Yes. It reminds me of Joseph and how he was just a slave in his master's household. But he worked so faithfully and so well for his master that pretty soon he became in charge of his master's entire household. In fact, the Bible says that the master didn't even know what he had or what he was going to eat. He left it all up to Joseph. He could trust Joseph. The servant was blessed when he was found doing the things that the master expected, even though the master was delayed. What do you like about that servant? Do you think he was faithful? Do you think he was ready for his master to come back home at any time? Did you know that each one of us is a servant too? We either obey Jesus or we obey Satan. We have two choices. Even if we don't want to choose, we're still making a choice because there's no third option out there. What are some things that we can do as Jesus' good servant? Can we reach out to people who need help? Can we be cheerful when your mom or your dad or your grandma asks you to come and do something for them? Can you look for little ways to make the adults in your life a little happier? Things that you can do to make their life easier? Jesus wants us to be good and faithful servants. In fact, we're going to learn more about servants next week and about the talents that Jesus gave. But before we go today, I want to ask you a question. Do you love Jesus? Do you want to obey him? Do you want to follow him? Do you want to be ready to do whatever he asks? I know I do. That's what a good servant does. Let's pray and ask Jesus to help us to be good servants to him and to those around us. Dear Lord, we ask that you will come into our hearts and help us to be just like the wise servant in this story, that you will help us to be faithful, that you will help us to be wise, that you will help us to be committed, even if we get kind of tired waiting. Please give us patience and love for others. We love you, Jesus. Amen. All right, it's time for our memory verse song. Watch therefore, for you do not know the day or the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. Do we know when Jesus is going to come? No. He might have delayed his coming, but he will still be faithful and he's still going to come. I know I want to be ready when he comes. How about you?
Matthew 25:13.
Son of Man is coming. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. Watch therefore.
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.